So I'm listening to my recordings from yesterday or the day before, and I don't know what I'm talking about except doing the methodology, which is just to say thanks for all the people that shared this very, you know, significant knowledge I was not aware of, that people could do this. And that's it. So I'm going to try and zoom through a lot of this since it's clearly what I've been saying over and over again. The difference this time being, well, there's no really space for advocacy at the moment. Not if I want to get this done. It's a lot of work, a lot of editing. And it's focusing on the person, who they are, their character, because you don't know what their intentions are. And their execution, it's never going to end. Because people have learned that learned helplessness or learned victimhood. Because we aren't going to question your mental health status. We think it's encouraging and bold for you to talk about it. But I don't think so, because I was around that every day with some people. I was around that every day with some people for years, and that was their shame. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's the thing that they learn to do. And it's the class that doesn't want to get questioned. They just want to control the narrative. Well, why? Why do they want to control the narrative so badly? Because in my humble opinion, they lied. And now they need to control it or use fear or just, like I said, be the most horrible. Throw everything you've got about someone at them. Gee, thanks. So I only told one person. And that's the funny thing. So when they did the very thing that re-triggers you, it's like, oh, well, this can't be just out of the blue. You knew. That's how I understood these women. I got it. You can't play duh. You know, you get this. This is the when the comment made, let's do it differently, kind of said, oh, that's nice. That's different. I like that. Let's stop there. I heard the sound, and that means I'm reflecting. So I'm going to reflect on this entire video. And thank you to the individual who had interest, asked me questions, and made my brain think laterally or differently, which allows for it, which allows for it to be rewiring. I want to thank the city of Chicago. So I'm listening to my recordings from yesterday or the day before, and I don't know what I'm talking about except doing the methodology, which is just to say thanks for all the people that shared this very, you know, significant knowledge I was not aware of, that people could do this. And that's it. So I'm going to try and zoom through a lot of this since it's clearly what I've been saying over and over again. The difference this time being, well, there's no really space for advocacy at the moment. Not if I want to get this done. It's a lot of work, a lot of editing. And it's focusing on the person, who they are, their character, because you don't know what their intentions are. And their execution, it's never going to end. Because people have learned that learned helplessness or learned victimhood, because we aren't going to question your mental health status. We think it's encouraging and bold for you to talk about it. But I don't think so, because I was around that every day for years, and that people. Was their shame. I was around that every day with some so. People. That's the thing that they learn to do. And it's the class that doesn't want to get questioned. They just want to control the narrative. Well, why? Why do they want to control the narrative so badly?
Because in my humble opinion, they lied. And now they need to control it or use fear or just, like I said, be the most horrible. Throw everything you've got about someone at them. Gee, thanks. So I only told one person. And that's the funny thing. So when they did the very thing that re-triggers you, it's like, oh, well, this can't be just out of the blue. You knew. That's how I understood these women. I got it. You can't play dumb. You know, you get this. This is the when the comment made, let's do it differently, kind of said, oh, that's nice. That's different. I like that. Let's stop there.
For allowing me to live through something, which is abuse and neglect of power, which I'll be redefining as abuse of power, because I'm a mandated reporter for abuse and neglect in a public school capacity. But, you know, nurses have this. Anyone kids, that works elderly, with people that are struggling, you're in a capacity to do health care. And that's why it's egregious that these individuals who represent their companies did what they did. Because I said, I'm a school teacher. I know I'm not a rocket scientist. This isn't exactly hard. But it does require a level of morality, ethics, which I thought you would know because you're a doctor, and yet I can't assume that.
To this website that keeps the month, day, and year. So March 12th, 2019.
All the warnings I got, all these exactly
how many days of those 19, 20, 21
now. But I think I
guess half year
for tomorrow, which will be part two.
Why is this on replay?
Well, but I'm talking to Chicago Board of the 19th. That's
actually the 17th, or excuse me, the 18th at midnight
Eastern time.
Because my timing has been off, but if I can get this done,
it
this
would get
month,
rid of a lot of media
and also prove to me that I can do that in between time. That's step one
for
removing all acute symptoms of PTSD.
All right, I'm sweating, I'm shaking, I'm not feeling my best, but you know what? It's okay because my voice is intact and I've never
sounded
better,
in my humble opinion. All right, but actually, no. Somebody said my voice sounded great today, so it's not my opinion. It's the voices of others. And to be a voice of others,
I just want to say thanks to the Chicago Catholic Lawyers Guild of Chicago, who I will be knocking on their door tomorrow just to ask, hey, do you have a template or any paperwork
with the restorative justice,
or is it all online?
Because I have a hard time reading.
I prefer it in paper format, as I actually prefer
that tactile sensation. It helps me understand it better. And when you understand how you learn, you can then best advocate for yourself.
Thank you.
All right, so the data says the first recording I did was 5:52 and I put his name in it. That's the one that goes to him. The second recording was at 5:57. That's a PTSD trigger. Now the reflection at 6:01 a.m. I don't want to say it's out, but I heard his voice and I flicked it away in my mind. So the motion is a quick little flick, something I can't do with my fingertips yet, but I can visualize it. And that's why I'm okay with that, because I'm okay visualizing what I was hoping for my students. And I would tell the parents, you gotta wait till third quarter. Some of these lessons and consistencies, you know, varying degrees of it, will say, can absolutely help a child to get routines down faster and to understand these things faster. But I don't assume the parents are going to step in at all.
It's nice when they do, but these parents worked against their kids in so many ways. Oh my goodness.
And that's neglect part of not taking their authority as parents seriously. So I'm going to be recording and documenting and reporting instances of neglect in parenting when you don't do your job. And who's not doing their job the most, in my opinion? Seems to me these Richies and these rich neighborhoods. Why? Because they want everyone else. Because they want others to do the work for them. When they have all the resources and the words of somebody bubbling up, an argument, a couple having a fight in front of me. You get so much more than other mothers. You get servants and you get babysitters and so much help. As he's sitting there staring at the ceiling, rubbing his head and just looks defeated, and I'm looking at her like, what? What's the big deal? She gets all these gifts. She gets everything. Her husband does this for her. I'm like, man, the hell is that all about? Anyway, I'm certain I can hear the gossip channels now, because everyone in the room was like, oh my God, a gas. And I'm just like, huh, well, that's interesting. That explains something I've been dealing with in a Lincoln Park school system. Anyway, this will be the end of my podcast. So while I don't say my name, I don't say what I'm presenting, it's only because I don't have to, because the kids aren't yelling at me. Because the kids aren't yelling, the kids aren't crying, the kids aren't sobbing over being called stupid and anticipating with dread what's gonna happen next, or had just gotten out of a bad situation. So that's what I learned from my social group. And I've never had a social group before. I never decided to have one because these kids are pretty social. They get a lot of social interaction here. There's no need for that. But I did for a teacher and a paraprofessional who couldn't seem to agree on what was the truth. So, okay, you just want the kid out of the room. I get it. So I'd rather have them with me. Totally. So what do you want to do with them? What should we create right now that I can write in an IEP that absolutely fits your narrative? That was the only time, because I said, yeah, I'll be generous, because quite frankly, the behaviors of the adult showed me I'd rather have that student with me. And that's the end of this podcast. And that's why I know, okay, I can say my name. I'm Smarty MC with Smarter Than Trauma.
I'm Smarty MC presents Smarter Than Trauma. But my first name, quite frankly, I wrote it today. Filling out a survey. Nope, yesterday. But I thought about it today. Filling out a survey, and I got back to my name. The first time. First name, last initial, to say, all right, my last name is kept safe in another place. This place. If you want to go there, you'll have to ask for permission to enter, because we're going to be practicing consent. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful day. This is Smarty MC. With Smarter Than Trauma
presents what?
A bunch of stuff. 9 compositions at once. Because I want to put these triggers away once and for all. And then once it's done, I'm going to have this great little curriculum that says, hey, if you really want to understand trauma, go here. There you go. I just have to make it more concise, more succinct, more clear. And...
That's why I get to work on each and every day, because I got the best support system. Seriously.
Thanks, everyone. Goodness.
We are going to be A-okay.
You want to deal with processing speeds? Then you got to just jump in and do it. Oh, crap. Seriously, just jump in and do. This represents July something, 2023, and the number 2. Let's lower the heat. That was intense. All right, the sizzle sound. 375. Put the biscuits in. 17 minutes to stay alive. So in here, we're going to put the canned tomato in. Okay. As soon as this bubbles up a little bit. Just a touch. Oh, crap. There's something I want to add. Let's turn off the heat then. I don't forget about it. I'm serious. You don't want to forget about it, all right? It's going to take me a hot second to do it. Okay, timing.
His mom always talked about him like, he was the guy that never got the girl. He was the one that, you know, wanted to be the guy that got the basket and raised on anyone's shoulders. Mom just thinks he's a big loser. I'm like, I don't know, I guess. But it was really awkward. So the thing is, throughout this entire relationship, her repeating this over and over and over, I became the girl. Well, he did get the girl. So the more I was vouching for him to be like, actually, he's a pretty good athlete, you know, or let's boost, because he's not feeling great. Let's ask him some tech questions. You know, I would be the one rallying people. It was ridiculous. And just to make those weekends a little more pleasant.
So the thing is, when I called,
I just remembered, this is a fight.
I have PTSD. I'm calling
you because that can only happen in memory.
So that's the one that validated all that bad
one day. Stuff in my house or
something. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense at all, but
I can guarantee you it ends. So one after was a flip and the word force. When she said forced, I thought, that's it. You just unlocked rape because you forced me and I'm not going to be able to use the word. The way I use the word force and non-consent was through Star Wars. The force be with you. I swear to God, I bought Ziploc bags with Star Wars, and when I was feeling like rape was happening, I just remember, this is a fight between evil and good. The force be with you. I thought, that's it. I just removed it because I'm validating it's happening. Isn't that wild?
I don't know if that makes sense at all. So as I'm talking, I'm going to start showing photos that are completely not related to anything that I'm saying, but the goal is to break this up. So you're just going to see the photos and I'm going to start organizing them into folders because I wasn't able to do that before. Folders online and labeling them, then do it in bits and pieces. The first step is put the visuals online,
right?
Screenshot and then
upload, airdrop,
put them on my desktop.
And then,
I don't know.
You know what?
Let's just get started. The point is you're going to see a lot of random photos. They're going to be
related to the board of directors and the building group.
All right, because this is going to go under S.O. Smiley, since they are the origin of how I got to relive, well, being yelled at, being mistreated, and purposely re-triggering because of status as a survivor
as well as
housing discrimination. Because
I'll tell you about the people's experience
who live there and what they've shared to me.
Let's start with
how to get rid of CHA. You just have to make a complaint on them. So people get odd complaints made on them all the time to kick them out. And that's not fair.
This is Smart EMC with Smarter Than Trauma, and I'm ready to tackle marketing. So what's the best way to self-promote or promote your cause?
Get support for your objective, which for me is to change a couple of the laws and make consequences if you're a school or an individual group
in a position of power
that harms kids
power
with special
because
needs.
Chicago Public Schools is a company with more than 50 or 100 people. According to state law, there's no consequence. They have to post for 3 days that this school was found in violation of OSHA safety and that their behavior could have led to bodily harm or
death
damage to individuals who come here.
Did they post that in the office? Of course not, because I had some people on the inside telling me what was going on.
Because in a school like that, man, you can't keep what's going on quiet.
Gossip.
And why I always walk away from it until I was forced to sit with it. And that's why this whole methodology is to sit uncomfortably with these triggers until you understand why do they exist?
Because it is your survival.
The word that I forgot in one of the postings ages ago is self-preservation. So
I'm not going to be able to I'm not going to be able to find it. So no wonder everything's all confused and doesn't make sense.
If we sit down and have a conversation, you ask me any question about trauma and how I am doing this method, then okay, it will make sense because I don't know what your questions are. I don't know what your understanding is. But please accept that I probably have more real life experience with this, both being an advocate and a victim, survivor, patient, and exposed to things that I never expected to after having a lot of education as a behavioralist and special ed and also a moral educator. education, which is super duper necessary when you are exposed to specialists taking advantage of their specialty. And the fact that we just think they're better than us, more honest than us, and that we don't have the right to question them. Well, I get that, because after months and sometimes years, the first time I question them, because it's so scary to question an adult in authority, especially after mental abuse, gaslighting, domestic violence, and so on, you wait. And that's how I know. This is something they're not typically used to. So this is what I use to apply to social services. So that's how I know how I got here. It wasn't just out of the blue. I needed the support of Northwestern Memorial Hospital mainly, as well as UIC, their psychiatric department. So I'm still trying to contact you about a neuropsychological exam you did that showed me how the parameters are off. Anyway, if you get through this podcast, good for you. Please note that if you want to know where to go next, you're gonna have to look at SOS Smiley. So find the description, find the link, figure out where it is, and if you can watch those and stomach those, just know that that discomfort, that dissatisfaction, that revulsion, discord, disharmony, I want to make sure that you know what this looks like and feels like and sounds like. Because the stigma from the Northwestern Memorial Hospital gave me a lot of lies. Let's start putting those lies back to them. So let's start unpacking those lies to understand why you would risk your name, your position, your title, the fancy pants position, that you absolutely made it very clear to me that that's all you care about. So why are you here trying to say to help people? And that's when a doctor pops up, a DO, connected to Doc Love, who warned me about doctors at this hospital because he was a teaching professor there. Nope. Great. He was a doctor who also did teaching professionals. I don't know. And warned me what hospitals are all about. So thank you for the forewarning. And when RIC I entered, they were giving me warnings. The clients, I was reminded of him and Doc Love, which is this brainwashing. And why when somebody told me about being brainwashed by Doc Love, I was aware of it. When you have some sort of experience with something, you feel a little more powerful and capable of dealing with. And that's why I was meant to meet out of the arms of the abuser, because Neptune named his oppressor. And I just simply heard him and made the automatic decision to protect him. So whatever this person wanted, this cat is defenseless and like a child. So what would you do? All right. Are we ready for domestic violence, mental abuse, gaslighting, grooming, sibling bullying, as well as family that told me, nobody will believe you. We all stick together and I can do whatever I want. Really? So let's start with Chicago Parks District and Larry Labiak. You want to follow, that's on Facebook. Love community. And I hope you do, because guess what? I need some help. Fear is held back because my voice is flipped
day by day,
hour to hour, moment by moment.
Because I'm living in the moment.
If you live in the moment like
day by day, hour to hour, moment by moment.
If you live in the moment like me,
because of trauma, violence, PTSD.
Using all these different apps as I go through my healthcare. Sorry, my hair. I gotta wash my hair. I've had a couple days of flare up, so I have just been sitting in toasty, roasty water. Letting nerve pain go down. But I did find an acupuncturist. Oh my God. Went to Chinatown.
Your other diagnoses that relate to the brain and body being disconnected or connected, then please share. Please know you have somebody out there that cares and will protect you. All right? It's just a conversation. Help me rewire my brain. And if not, then take this information, apply it to your life. And as an advocate, somebody who has to help others, because that's what my promise was, if I can help you, I will. Absolutely. Then know that moving forward, I can't teach you this.
So you got to catch up with me. So what are your questions?
I can't assess.
I learned. Finally, it took a while.
And
that's
I can't
education.
Keep
prompting
so
people.
So let's begin.
Which to reminds share me of all the stuff I was avoiding. The biggest one
you
is
have to get there yourself.
Okay. But that's education.
The biggest one is podcast. Which reminds me of all the stuff I was avoiding in the past. Like the hygienic stuff.
As best as I possibly can.
And also, if you get to the very end, or wait, if you hear this, don't forget, there's things you have to read and look at. And also, they are my visual, auditory, video and photographic triggers put in when somebody was super threatening, and not just one person, multiple people across multiple industries.
So I'm trying to dampen and sort of spread out.
Just know you'll be missing things. And if you miss those things, you might not be able to make sense of this, because PTSD came in shards and it will exit the same way, to stay true to this methodology I'm calling epic or restructuring live.
You don't have to like, subscribe, or share. But if you do have a question, I will ask you to ask publicly to help me help others, because that's the only thing that ends suicide. And quite frankly, I think discussion and showing me that you are a normal human being will actually help end traumatic brain injury symptoms and help me rewire my brain, which was the whole goal. And because I know how bad it's been, I can say every day it's pretty much the best day. That's why I'm not very unhappy about what happened. Everything has a purpose. And if my purpose was to see what goes on behind the scenes, then okay. I don't like it. And like I said, I'm offended. And so I want things to change.
Why we're starting with the women first. I said I was going to go back to those groups.
So what's going on? I'm returning, and I didn't include you in my technology. Many of you. I don't know who you are. So the female friends group, period. And character.
My friends group.
Treat.
Get it?
So let's start with the women, because I had access to women.
And again, who are you?
Being a woman.
I'm going to just share it publicly when you don't know what people are.
I've got it written down.
Technology taught me that.
Trying to be transparent 100%.
Constantly sharing what advocacy did.
Trying to be a way.
What do you know about that?
Care for others.
Trying to be it.
Thank you.